Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Always focus on the response. It was December 25th, 1776, one of the darkest times in the American Revolution. George Washington was planning to cross the Delaware, a desperate move necessitated by a string of setbacks and ebbing support for the revolution across his struggling country. Whose fault was this despair? How had things gone so poorly? Washington wasn't interested in those questions. As he wrote in a letter to Robert Morris from his headquarters that day, "It is vain to ruminate upon or even reflect upon the authors or causes of our present misfortunes. Instead of looking backwards," Washington said, "we should rather exert ourselves," meaning that they should focus on how they were going to respond. His response was a daring attack on the Hessian troops in Trenton the next day, which may well have saved his army and the foundering nation. This mindset is part and parcel of the stoicism that Washington had known and followed all of his life, looking at events in the calm light of mild philosophy, as he liked to quote from the Stoic philosopher Cato, deciding not to be ruled by his fantasia and instead focusing on what he'd do next. And that's what we should take a minute to think about this Christmas morning, whether we're busy working or taking some time with family or planning out how we're going to use 2020 for a fresh start. Not what caused our troubles, not who authored them, not how much blame they deserve. Those questions are irrelevant distractions, answering them an exercise done only in vain. What matters is how we plan to exert ourselves, how we plan to fix our situation, how we plan to respond to what life has thrown at us. Whether it's a passive-aggressive family member, a struggling business, or a series of bad personal decisions, we have the power to decide what we're going to do next. We can exert ourselves. We can still turn this around. You know, I always ask people, what would getting rid of one bad habit be worth? Or what would adding one new positive habit be worth? What would you give to be the person you know you're capable of being? Well, that's why for this new year, we've made a Daily Stoic New Year, New You challenge that's going to help you do just that. It's 21 custom challenges delivered each morning. There's a video from me. There's a printable 21-day calendar. There's a group Slack channel. It's going to be awesome. I'm doing the challenge alongside everyone this year. We can do it together. We can talk together. We can make ourselves be better. You can check it out at dailystoic.com/challenge. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back.
We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.